Day 3 of the Immaculate Conception Novena, December 1st, 2023. The Third Beatitude. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Matthew 5:5. Isn't Mary's meekness a given? Is there really need to talk about it, much less contemplate it? Mary may not have struggled with being meek, but we do. The main purpose of these meditations is not to convince us of her blessedness, but to convince us of our need to follow her example of beatitude. This third beatitude was lived by Mary in an exemplary way on Calvary. Why was her meekness exemplary on Calvary? Because it was arguably the one moment when her righteous anger would have been most justified. There, her son hung on the cross. Eternal innocence sentenced to death. And there she silently stood. Standing by the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary of Magdala. John 19:25. She stood, John's gospel tells us, but we are not told that she spoke. As in other places in the gospels, here as well, Mary pondered the mystery of her son's death in the silence of her heart. It was a piercing pondering, much different than the pondering of her heart at Bethlehem. The silent pondering reveals her meekness. St. Thomas Aquinas teaches us that meekness is the virtue of the self-possessed. It is the virtue that tames the passion of anger, so that the person acts not on rage or vengeance, but according to reason. Mary had every reason to speak out in righteous anger at the cross, but she chose meekness instead for two reasons. First, in imitation of her son and his first word from the cross, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Fulton Sheen writes in The Cross and the Beatitudes, "If ever innocence had a right to protest against injustice, it was in the case of our Lord. And yet he extends pardon. Their insults to his person he ignores. Had he not preached meekness? Now must he not practice it? And what greater meekness could there be than to excuse them because they knew not what they did?" Second, in steadfast obedience of faith to the Father's will. Her meekness was more than just a choice to act on right reason. It was a reassertion of a radical choice she made roughly 33 years earlier in Nazareth when she said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." Luke 1:38. Father Cornelio Fabro writes that at the Annunciation, it wasn't only Mary listening to God's word, but God was also listening to Mary. He writes, "At the moment of the Annunciation to Mary, God himself was listening. It is true that St. Bernard is impatient and writes, 'Hurry, quickly respond, Mary.' But Mary waited to respond as she should, with the freedom that befits the good, to throw herself into the arms of the infinite so that her freedom might gush forth into the eternal spring." Although he seems far more distant now on Calvary than he did at Nazareth, once again the Father is listening for Mary's response of freedom. Once again she responds, "Fiat." But this time it is a silent fiat. It is a silent fiat of the same radical choice of love. Here at the cross, as she stands before her son's enemies, and we can also say our sins, she chooses to love through meekness. She shows her radical love for the Father and his holy will, but also her radical love for her neighbor, for us, who through our sins have also nailed her son to the cross. It's time now for you to contemplate Mary at the foot of the cross. Learn from her, for with Christ she too is meek and humble of heart. And now for our closing prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. O God, who by the Immaculate Conception of the Blessed Virgin Mary did prepare a worthy dwelling place for your Son, We beseech you that as by the foreseen death of this your Son, you did preserve her from all stain, so too you would permit us, purified through her intercession, to come unto you. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, world without end. Amen. O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to thee. Seize today and make it all hers.